This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bill Ahern, Communications Director at the Tax Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his reaction to some of the tax ideas being proposed by President Obama as well as the democratically controlled Congress as folks try to keep the massive spending under control, at least to some extent. And Bill, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with one of the issues that came up in the press conference with the president on Tuesday night, and that's his idea of reducing the amount of charitable deductions. And this is mainly aimed at the upper income brackets. Explain for our listeners exactly what he wants to do and the impact you think it'll have, not only in revenue generation, but in terms of charitable contributions.
You may remember that during the campaign, Obama often spoke of how some upper income people had not deserved all the tax breaks that they were enjoying, especially during the Bush years. And he sometimes used $200,000 as the break point for deserving your tax cuts or not, and sometimes, but more often, $250,000. This time we're back at the $200,000 level because right now, for a couple who earns more than $200,000 in taxable income, they will break into the 33% bracket, which Obama plans to change into the 36% bracket. So when they make a charitable gift, they get to deduct that against a 36% payment. No longer will people in the higher tax brackets, if Obama gets his way on this provision, be able to deduct their charitable contributions against their highest tax bracket. 28% will be the maximum tax bracket. And so it could have an effect. Economists would say that someone who was going to give, say, $5 million to a hospital for a wing would, you know, normally be expecting to deduct that large contribution against his 35% tax bracket or 39% tax bracket if Obama raises that. But now he'll have to be content with a 28% deduction, and that's a substantial amount of money.
Obama said at the press conference last night, Bill, that he doesn't believe that this will lead to a drop-off in charitable contributions because he says that's not the prime motivator for folks making charitable contributions. But if it wasn't a significant motivating factor, why is it in the tax code at all?
Well, it's the charitable deduction has been there forever, and because it benefits churches and many other institutions, universities and hospitals, it has a huge very strong lobbying force for its continuation in Washington. And anytime anyone mentions trimming it back, as Obama now plans to, there has always been a very strong pushback. The support nationwide for the charitable deduction is much stronger than for most provisions in the code that favor one thing over another. And so, for example, when President Bush established a commission, a bipartisan commission in 2005, to examine the tax code and just come up with some basic ideas for fundamental reform, he gave them almost a free hand. But he didn't. He did tell them to keep their hands off the charitable deduction. So this is a provision in the tax code with a great deal of support. And in a way, you've got to admire the gall of President Obama in taking this one on.
Bill, let's talk about another issue, because Democrats up on Capitol Hill have said they're looking to trim a little bit out of this $3.6 trillion budget. They say they're going a little bit after health care, a little bit after cap and trade, and also middle-class tax cuts. What's the provision in the budget for middle-class tax cuts, and what's the impact of that being taken off the table?
Well, in fact, the middle-class tax cut that's going into effect April 1, the so-called Making Work Pay credit, has already been trimmed back a little. Obama had planned for that to be $500 per worker, and Congress trimmed it back to 400. But that credit constitutes most of Obama's plan for benefiting taxpayers who make less than $200,000. There are the rest of his quote unquote tax cuts for middle income people are really mostly continuations of President Bush's plans. That is, he wants to continue the child tax credit, which would expire if Congress and the president don't act. He wants to continue the marriage penalty relief and some of the other middle class provisions that President Bush put in place.
Last 30 seconds with Bill Ahern of the Tax Foundation. And Bill, in the end, what do you suspect will happen with this budget? Are we pretty much going to see it passed as the president wants it, or do you think it'll be pared down a little bit?
I think that the paring will be fairly minimal, frankly. Despite the protestations of some budget hawks, I think that President Obama has a lot of momentum and a lot of goodwill in the Democratic Congress, and that they will give him most everything he wants.
Well, he made a pitch that all of it's necessary to help the economy, and that's a conversation for another time, I guess. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Anytime, Greg.
Bill Ahern is Communications Director at the Tax Foundation here in Washington. When we come back on Dateline Washington, we'll be joined by Scott Mittick, CEO of Trusted ID, to find out how you can protect your identity during this tax season and throughout the year. That's next. This is Dateline Washington.